Two Yukoners have been sanctioned by the Russian government, according to a March 22 statement by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Russian Federation. Jeff Sloychuk, president of the Ukrainian-Canadian Association of Yukon, UCAY, and Eileen Melnichuk, vice president, have been barred from entering Russia. Sloychuk and Melnichuk have been involved in fundraising to support Ukraine amidst Russia's unprovoked invasion of the country. Sloychuk has visited Ukraine twice since the UCAY was formed in January 2023. In February of 2023, he traveled to Ukraine with tens of thousands of dollars in medical supplies and other items, such as two-way radios, power banks, winter boots, binoculars, spotting scopes and rangefinders. Read more. Ukrainian-Canadian group from Yukon delivers supplies to Ukraine. News of Russia's sanctions against the Yukoners reached Sloychuk via an email from a senior member of the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress. He sent me a little email saying, "Congratulations, Jeff, you have done enough notorious, infamous things to help Ukraine that you're now flagged on the list," Sloychuk says. He adds that, upon learning about the sanctions against Melnichuk and himself, they contacted the federal unit of the RCMP based in the Yukon to alert them to the situation. Speaking with the news, Sloychuk doesn't seem too bothered by the sanctions. He says they are symbolic, more than anything else, and that he had no immediate plans to visit Russia anyway. However, he notes that the sanctions validate that the UCAY is doing a good job in its work to support Ukraine. It is a mark of recognition. It is a means of recognizing that you and the organization you represent and work with are doing good work to support the people of Ukraine. So that's, it's a huge honor, Sloychuk says. This one means Russia has taken notice that our little Canadian NGO, our little Canadian nonprofit, has been doing good work to support Ukraine, and that means a lot. Jeff Sloychuk, the president of the Ukrainian-Canadian Association of Yukon, UCAY, speaks during a visit by a Ukrainian delegation to the Yukon. Patrick Egwu, Yukon News File. He adds that it's weird to think that the Kremlin has written down his name, but he takes pride in being in pretty good company. Sloychuk and Melnichuk join a long list of Canadian academics, religious leaders, activists and politicians, including Yukon Premier Ranj Pillai, sanctioned by the Russian government. Sloychuk notes, however, that he believes Melnichuk and himself to be the first private citizens of the Yukon to be sanctioned. Like I said, it's an honor to be nominated. I can't thank enough the fellow members of the Ukrainian-Canadian Association of Yukon and, more importantly, all of the Yukon for allowing myself and Eileen to receive this incredible honor from the Russian Federation, Sloychuk says with a chuckle. Contact Matthew Bessons at matthew.bessons@yukon-news.com.